This program is part of the Infinite Potato Alliance. For more shows like this, visit our website at infinitepotato.com.
Just going to step away from the mic for 2 seconds. Don't start without me.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Okay, he's gone. Let's start.
Welcome to another episode of... It's not my show, sorry.
This show will die with me, in case anyone was curious. I'll do it till I'm 105.
All right, much better.
But what if at 105, when you're about to die, your granddaughter says, Grandpa John, I want to be the next Captain Gabe show.
I will say, sweetie, I told you last time. No. No, actually, I have actually been considering the idea of I don't know if licensing it out is the right way to put it, but monetizing the Captain Game Show, some of the games.
Reminds me of a scene in Ghostbusters. The franchise rights alone will make us wealthy beyond our wildest dreams.
Hey honey, who's that dude who makes haikus? A game show rules that'll stump Doctor Who. The same one comes to mind, that's a rare find. With questions that's designed to intertwine your mind. It's that Captain Game Show, never the same flow. Winners on the menu, but it's never the same goal. Just funning with some friends who end up contestants. Keeping them guessing in this 3-round session. I confess, it's the best thing that's not on TV. Transform pop culture into social graffiti. It's me, the DB, the hip-hop advocate. They asked for a theme song, so I took a stab at it. Crafted like magic and handle till it's done. Flame broad like steak discovered in A1 with the size of a whole cosmic potato. We could get down if you're willing and able, but you gotta be quick with it and quick with it. Improv on demand, the host gets sick with it. Trust me, there's no need for an alter ego. You know, we know, it's just Captain Game Show.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, all and none of the above, to yet another episode of Captain Game Show. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yodelehi.
Yodelehi.
I don't see if you do it. Let's meet tonight's guests. Allie.
Good evening.
Scott.
It's been so long, I forgot the way here, but I eventually arrived.
And Chris.
Hello, one and all.
This is Captain Game Show. It is the Trivia Wordplay podcast on the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network. I'm going to start this episode with not an announcement per se. I've already made the announcement. But officially, Chris is the winner of Season 3 of The Hidden Game. It's his first time appearing since he has... taking the prize. How does it feel, Chris?
I feel honored and elated and, quite frankly, superior to all of you.
You should. You're better than the rest of us.
Good for you. So, I have not revealed on the show what the riddle means and how to win the game. Chris, would you like to do the honors?
Well, it was so insanely creative on your part and was probably quite an exercise in just planning that out and doing what you had to do to make the clues work the way they did. It's quite a feat, sir. So do you want me to reveal the way it was won?
Sure. Let me scroll down and I will read the actual clue, the actual final hidden game clue. Just to refresh the memory of the people who, paid attention the first time, and B, have also forgotten what they paid attention to. R2LU2D, that's what you've always learned. Review your view, and soon you'll see the verses all as turned. Ignore RL. Look down on this. I promise it's okay. Go back to start at 104. It all goes down today. So the key to this key is in the first line, I would say. R2L U2D. Mm-hmm. The two is like a TO2. So R2L U2D is right to left, up to down. In other words, the way we are taught to read in English. Right to left, from the top to the bottom. The hidden game for season three, ignore reading right to left, only read up to down. I change the clue with every episode, or I give a new clue with every episode, and I let everyone know that it was not in the titles of the episodes or in the brick wall image that goes with every episode. The only other thing that I change from episode to episode is the show notes, specifically the haiku that summarizes the three games of every episode. Instead of reading across, read down. The first letter of every line from episode 104 to episode 135 will spell out a message. It says, the hidden game revealed. To win, you must tell me the standard name for the game of abnormally decelerated spheroids. Which Chris correctly interpreted as slow balls. Well done, sir.
Thank you. And well done with building those clues. Like I said, I knew that it had to be somewhere in the haiku, but until you gave that right to left, up to down clue, I was really stumped. I was making it a lot more complicated than I needed to. And once I got it, and you had mentioned this on previous shows, that once you sort of know where to look, it becomes very easy. And, you know, with your help telling me that I was on the right track, and just a little bit of thought after about 2 minutes, I realized exactly what it was you were doing, and it came like that. So, but the fact that you could write a series of haikus that are, you know, referencing the episode in question, and then hide the first letter of every line of the haiku to reveal a hidden message. It's like old time radio gold. It's like little old Fernandy's decoder ring. I love it.
Yeah. There's clearly something wrong with me, but I've learned to use it to my advantage. So the prizes that Chris has won, there is a plaque with his name on it. There is, he does get, of course, to brag, as he has already this episode, that he has won season three of The Hidden Game. In practical terms, he has won access to one perfect game. What this means is, for three rounds of assigned gameplay, not buzz in, not intermission improv, for three rounds of assigned gameplay, he can just, after I say what the round is, he can just say, I want to use a free, I should come up with some cool name for it. I want to play a perfect round. And, you know, swish and flick, a perfect round is granted. He will automatically get every question that is assigned to him correct. He can do that for three rounds of one show, if they're all assigned, or he can spread those rounds out among shows. I think that's it for the special interview portion of the show.
I think that's enough. Thank you very much.
Yeah. As far as the rest of the show goes, it'll be pretty standard gameplay. I'll explain the rules to each game before you play, and I'll let you know if you need to buzz in, where I'll ask the question to everyone and you say your name to answer, or if it will be assigned, meaning I'll send a particular question to a particular player. And I will usually, but not always, allow someone else to steal if somebody gets their question wrong. I think that's all we need. I think we're good to go. Anyone have any questions before we begin?
No.
Fantastic. Round one.
Round one.
I call this game You Tell Me.
Fight.
Most often on this show, I present a game, and I will tell you what all the answers have in common and give you clues as to what each answer is. This game, I'm doing the reverse of that. I will give you all of the answers, and you tell me what those things have in common. Or to be more accurate, I will give you one-word clues, and you have to guess what they have in common. For example, if I said north, south, east, west, obviously, of course, those are directions. Every answer will have four words, which means I will give you a one-word clue, even though the thing itself may not be a one-word phrase. As a bonus for this round, for every clue that I don't say, you get a point. In other words, if you jump in after I say north and south, and you say, is it directions? You would get 1 point for getting the clue correct, and you would get 2 bonus points because I didn't say east and west. On the other hand, if I said north, south, and you jump in and say, is it directions? But it was actually north, south, stripper, and telephone. in other words, types of poles, you would forfeit your turn. You get one guess per question. At that point, I will open it up to the other players to try to steal.
Can you say again what this game is called?
You Tell Me.
You Tell Me. Cool. Thanks.
Are you taking notes?
Yeah. I always write down everything. You know that.
All right.
I have one question. I got
some new pens, so it's extra satisfying tonight. I'm trying really hard not to click them.
I appreciate that. What's your question, Chris?
Say we're in the middle of a game, like, I don't know, you tell me, and it's not going good for the kid here. Can he invoke the perfect game after the round has started?
You may not. You gotta shoot your shot. You can claim your perfect game after I announce what the game is and after even I explain the rules, but not after gameplay has begun. So, for example, you could still do it now.
Gotcha.
If you were so inclined. If this is an assigned round.
Don't do it.
I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Save it's an assigned round.
I'm saving it for Groot. Yes.
This round will be assigned. So, Chris, this is eligible if you want to get your perfect 3.
No, I'm passing this time.
All right. Then, does anyone have any questions about the game? Everybody good? Everybody got it?
Think so.
All right. I will pause between words. If you think you know what it is, just, you know, say I got it or you want to guess or whatever it is and do so. Scott.
Yes.
Starting with you. Pine. Cocoa. Chest. Wall.
Chris to steal.
One more time, please.
Mm-hmm. Pine. Cocoa. I guess there's no point in me pausing at this point.
I got it.
Cocoa.
Nuts.
Nuts is correct. Whew. Allie.
Yes.
Male. gang.
Scott email.
I'm sorry, say, go, what was the third one?
Email.
The second word was gang?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Allie.
Allie.
Chain things?
Correct. Chain. Last word was restaurant. Good job. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Mothers. Fathers. Patrick's.
Chris. Days. Yes.
Correct. Scott, back to you.
All right.
Jackson. George. Fox.
Michaels.
Yes. Allie.
Yeah. Who's Michael Box? Oh, Michael Fox. Did you say Fox?
Fox.
Sorry.
Okay. Hi. Top. Derby. Bowler.
Hats.
Yeah. I figured you'd get it after Derby.
I was stuck on roller derby.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? Beat me to it, Chris. All right, this one's yours, Chris.
Okay.
Super. Best.
Types of men.
Yeah, nice. Two bonus points on that one. Good.
Best man?
Best man. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
That's that all forgot superhero. Best man.
I'm having trouble with this game, okay?
That thing I didn't have at my second wedding.
Technically, my best man was a woman.
So. Yeah, so was mine.
My maid of honor was a guy.
Aquaman and Mega Man were the other two. Scott.
Yes.
Cemetery. Lawnmower. Lot.
Stephen King.
Yes.
What?
I don't know why I keep waiting for the third one. I had that one after the second one. And
well, I mean, it's a gamble.
How? Can you explain that?
Pet Cemetery, Lawnmower Man, Salem's Lot, and something else.
The Shining. Lawnmower Man?
Yeah.
That's a great short story by Stephen King, Ellie. I recommend that you look it up as soon as we get off.
Got turned into a terrible movie.
Yeah, well, the movie's awful.
Anything scary. Nothing at all scary.
It's not really scary.
It's more creepy. Yeah. It's not even really creepy. It's just...
It's weird and funny, actually. And it's only like 3 pages.
Yeah. I'll think about it.
Which got turned into a feature-length film, which was bad. And then a sequel, which was way worse.
Yeah. Allie.
Yeah.
Nights. And I'm happy to repeat any word if you guys want. Nights. Fever. Wonderland.
Krista Steele.
Man.
Nights, Fever, Wonderland, Man. Things that happen on Saturday nights?
No. Chris.
Boogie, oogie, oogie.
One boogie is sufficient. That's correct. Boogie Nights, Boogie Fever, Boogie Wonderland, the Boogie Man. All right, Chris, last one goes to you. Gold. Widow. Friday.
Chris, black things with black.
Yes.
Black Gold, Black Widow, Black Friday.
Yes. And the final clue, Black Panther, obviously. Good job.
Thanks.
All right. Round two.
Round two.
Ne Esperver.
Fight.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this one as the Groot alternative.
This game is called Ne Esperver because those are the words in reverse if you were to say them backwards. For this round, I'll reverse the order of the letters in the title of some show or movie and then pronounce that to the best of my ability, basically as if they're the names of some character or place in a sci-fi or fantasy novel. Please note, I will not change the order of the words. I'll just change the letters within each word. For example, if I were to say Tenet, you would answer Tenet. I will let you know if it's a movie or a TV show and how many words are in the title. These are going to be assigned, and I will be offering the extra, giving you guys a lot of bonus stuff on it. Well, yeah, why not? I will be offering the extra point clause on this, meaning every question will be worth 2 points. If you're stuck and you need a little hint, I can tell you the year that the movie came out, if it's a movie, or the years that the show was on the air, if it's a show. But that will reduce your point count to 1. 2 points if you get it without the clue, 1 point if you need the clue to get it. And as I said, these will be assigned. Any questions?
It's always a movie or a TV show?
Yeah, these are all going to be movies or TV shows. All right. Allie, start with you. TV show, one word. Noisiv Adna.
WandaVision.
Correct. Nice. Chris.
Mm-hmm.
TV show, 3 words. Et Nirj Tenro.
Can you say the second word again?
Mm-hmm. Nirj. Or maybe Nirg. Et Nirg Tenro.
The Green Hornet.
Yes. Scott.
Yeah.
Movie. 5 words. This could be tough. 5 words. Et Esrok Fo Al Anarol.
What was the second word again?
I'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
Et Esrok Fo Al Anarol. Maybe Anarol. Either or.
Well, I know the first 3 words.
Don't want a clue.
Yeah.
This film came out in 2019.
It's not coming.
Still.
Say it again.
Et Esrock Faux Al Honor Roll. Five seconds. The Curse of La Llorona.
I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither have I.
I think you said it backwards again.
All right, Allie.
Yeah.
Three-word title, TV show. Ikarj Rednu Eruf.
Say it one more time.
Ikarj Rednu Eruf.
Krista Steele.
And it's a, sorry, did you say it was a movie or a TV show?
TV show.
All right, say it.
I think it's also a movie, an unrelated movie.
Say it one more time. Ikarj Rednu
Eruf.
Eruf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I know. I'm not coming up with words except for the center one.
Chris, you said the steel, I believe.
Yeah, Grace Under Fire.
Grace Under Fire is correct. Oh, I guess I should have offered you a clue. Whatever. You knew it was available.
Brett Butler was funny on that show.
It was a good show. All right, Chris, this is yours.
Go for it.
Four-word title TV show. Alka Neat Regna Ekroff.
Hang on. Can you say the last word again?
Ekroff.
Oh, Allie.
Ekroff.
Okay. Allie Steele.
And yeah. This is a TV show?
This is a TV show.
Ah, damn it.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Number one in the hood, G.
Scott.
Yeah.
One word. This is a film. Dabripus.
Super bad.
Yeah.
Allie. I heard of that one.
Allie.
Yeah.
Film. Three words. Eltil Sim Enos Noose. Eltil.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah. Chris.
Okay.
One word, TV show. Not Reg Dierb.
Bridgerton.
It's doing something weird with you. Can you say it again?
Bridgerton.
Yes. Thank you. Like I knew you were saying it, but it wasn't coming through.
On the mic. I'm sorry. I was guessing too. I was thinking, oh my god, is it like Bridgerton? I've heard of it. I know it's supposed to be like super sexy times.
You should watch it. Everybody should watch it. It's real good.
I don't know if it's your thing, Chris.
I've been watching the Great British Baking Show a lot lately, so maybe I'm primed for Bridgerton. I don't know.
Who doesn't love to watch people falling in love? Only people who don't like fun.
those two shows have a lot in common. aside from the Britishness. Scott, last one goes to you. I actually have a bonus buzz in for you guys after this.
All right.
Movie, one word. It seems like two words, but it's actually one word.
Okay.
Semigraw.
Allie.
Christus. Ah, damn it.
War Games.
I love that movie. All-time favorite.
In the fine tradition of Captain Game Show, two capital letters, no space between them. All right, buzz in bonus. This is a film, two-word title. The Gin to Fizz. The Gin to Fizz.
Oh, Chris.
Chris.
Night Shift.
Correct.
With the great Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler, I believe.
That's correct. Good job.
And Shelley Long. That was on HBO almost as much as War Games. So.
That was Shelley Long.
We had War Games on like a videotape taped off of the television when I was a kid.
Did you try the make the phone call from the payphone trick?
No, but my dad is of the era when that was the thing that people did in college.
Well, by sheer coincidence, we stumbled onto today's intermission improv, and it is in fact haiku kung fu.
Test your might.
This is the improv game in which I will give you guys some generalized category or phrase or concept to be the seed. You will plant it, nurture it, water it, and allow it to grow into a beautiful 575 Japanese poem. And today your topic will be the telephone. This will not be an intermission improv in which you guys have to bounce something around back and forth. This will be the type in which you have a few minutes and you get to compose something that you'll turn in at the end of the show after round three is done. I'll give you a few minutes to think about it. I don't remember if I was recording when I talked about monetizing this show, but I'll stick a commercial here, so you guys can have you guys can have 30 seconds while you listen to insurance and imagine how wonderful it'll be to drink your Ovaltine. All right. I know it wasn't 30 seconds, but it feels like 30 seconds. Because time flies, because I'm having so much fun. Round three.
Final round.
Whoa.
All right, fine. Fortunately for you, I had some Coke Zero earlier, so I'll be right back. Okay.
No.
Are you ready? Are we good?
No.
What? Allie, come on.
Give me a sec.
Is it the five or the seven? Or the five? It's giving you trouble. You'll still have all of round three to...
Oh, yeah, because I can totally concentrate while doing round three.
Well, you don't know what round three is. It's your favorite round.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
All right, we're going.
Final round.
I'll tell you what, Allie. I'll have Chris and Scott go first. How about that? Round three.
Final round.
Not to be confused with.
Fight!
This is the game of improper synonyms, wherein I describe two things whose names seem like they could be the same thing, but are in fact quite different. Oh, I don't have... found a good example. I'll just, while I'm looking, not to toot my own horn here, but some of the best. I told you when I take a break, I get to recharge the batteries. Fantastic. For example, if I were to say the structure where honey-making insects live versus the D&D monster that looks like a floating eye with little eyes all over it, you would say a beehive, not to be confused with a beeholder. Some of these are at least as good as that.
Okay.
This round, I think, will be, yeah, let's assign. I've started with Scott. I've started with Allie. So, Chris, now I'll start with you.
All right.
Let me say for the record, I don't decide ahead of time who gets which question. So I don't know who's going to get the tastiest of morsels. But don't be mad at the others. It's not their fault. Chris.
All right.
Liquid precipitation from clouds, as opposed to when a stream or river goes over a precipice.
Oh, okay. Rain, not to be confused with waterfall.
Yeah. Scott.
Yes.
Where one's forehead meets one's follicles. Not to be confused with the bold type at the top of a newspaper article.
Hairline, not to be confused with headline.
Yeah. Allie.
Yeah.
The mythical winged steed of Greek legend. Not a large, sturdy insect that inflicts painful, blood-sucking bites.
Pegasus, not a mosquito?
No. Pegasus is correct.
Chris to steal?
Chris.
Pegasus, not to be confused with horsefly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good one.
Chris. Mm-hmm. When the DNA of an organism is altered, either naturally or through outside influence, not to be confused with when the crew of a ship decides to no longer follow their captain.
Mutation, not to be confused with mutiny?
Yeah. Scott.
Yeah.
A rapid-fire final round used to determine a winner between two equal competitors, as opposed to a colorful pattern on clothing often associated with hippies.
Sudden death, not to be confused with tie-dye.
Yeah. Allie.
Yeah.
Are you still working on your haiku?
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, you don't have to, like, go all out.
I do, though. I have a good idea. I'm just trying to make it work. You gave us, like, a second.
I'm checking in with you. Because I don't want you to miss these coming up. They're so good.
Okay.
This is yours, Allie.
Okay.
A citrus soft drink in the style of Sprite or Mellow Yellow also known as the Uncola. Not to be confused with a chain of discount stores that sounds like a temperature.
Scott.
Can you see the beginning part again?
Mm-hmm. A citrus soft drink in the style of Sprite or Mellow Yellow, also known as the Uncola. Not to be confused with a chain of discount stores that sounds like a temperature.
7-Up, not 7-Eleven.
No.
Oh.
Although I think I'm going to give you a half point. Anyone still?
Yeah.
Scott.
7-Up, not to be confused with 5 Below.
That's it.
Oh.
I love 5 Below.
They have surprisingly good merchandise.
What the
I
hell
don't even know what 5 Below.
It's like a dollar store, but instead of a dollar, it's $5.
It's like the upscale dollar store.
Yeah, but like it's really just a store. It's really just a store. Like it's not like things cap out at $5. They have regular, like there's just stuff. It's like a little Target is what it is. Yeah. We got some of the best pair of like wireless Bluetooth headphones, like for the kids, 5 Below. Sturdy, lasted a long time.
Waterproof Bluetooth speaker for my shower.
I need that.
So I'll add, get sponsored by 5 Below on my how to sell out list. So that was Allie. So this is Chris. All right, final three, guys.
Guys, for real.
Yes. I'm not even kidding. For real, though. For real. I'm going to blow your face off. You're so good. Chris.
Go for it.
The race of Star Trek alien that Lieutenant Worf belongs to.
Yeah.
As opposed to the female friend of the bride responsible for planning the bachelorette party.
I mean, I know what it is. I'm trying to, I mean, Klingon, not to be confused with the Maid of Honor.
That's it.
Yeah, but.
That's it.
Where's the maid coming?
They're Maid of Honor.
Now I get it. Okay. Okay. Really good.
Scott.
Pardon me. Yes.
That's all right. Savor it. I've got two more. Scott.
All right.
The nickname for the spectral comic strip character known as Casper. Not another name for a large North American reindeer. Take your time.
One more time.
Mm-hmm. The nickname for the spectral comic strip character known as Casper. Not another name for a large North American reindeer. So dumb and so perfect.
Oh,
5 seconds.
Allie. It occurred to someone, but not me.
Allie, what is it?
The friendly ghost, not a caribou.
That's correct.
It's so bittersweet.
It's so dumb.
Bittersweet.
All right, Allie.
Yes.
Final clue goes to you.
Oh my gosh.
One of the best I've ever done.
Oh my God. Pressure's on.
The children's nursery rhyme about going to market, having roast beef, and going wee, wee, wee all the way home. Not to be confused with the process of a single cell dividing into two identical daughter cells.
This little piggy, not mitosis.
Oh boy.
Right? Oh man. I was going in the Hall of Fame.
I think I might be more entertained by Chris's utter f-ing silence.
I'm working on the seven. I have the five and the five. I'm working on the seven.
Oh, man. Oh, boy. All right. Is anyone ready with their haiku? Oh, or actually, I should probably ask it this way. Who needs more time on the haiku? Oh, okay. You good? Everybody good?
I think we're okay.
All right. Let's start with Scott.
All right. We said telephone, so I threw back to the days of my youth. Talking to your crush, desperate for privacy, trapped by a short cord.
I feel that pain, brother. Okay, Allie.
My mom said she just mastered the telephone last week. No computers.
Wait, I'll make sure I understand. So she's not trying to upgrade to computer because she just got the hang of the phone?
That's my grandmother. That was one of her stock phrases. She never used a computer, and she said it was, she always just would say, well, I just mastered the telephone last week.
Aww. Nice.
She said that for about 20 years.
Okay. Chris.
Maybe the worst haiku I've ever written, but, you know, phones are not very inspiring. Like Scott, I went back to my youth. Goodbye, rotary. Push buttons are ascendant. The 80s were dumb.
I don't get with that. Wow. Okay. This is what happens when I offer a lot of bonuses. Final scores. Scott, 17 points.
Okay.
Allie.
Yeah.
15 points.
Awesome.
Chris. Mm-hmm. 25 points.
Holy.
Yeah. Cause you got a lot of you got like two or three of the you tell me's. Mm-hmm. So that stockpiled your bonus points. You get the Nea Surveyor without the clue. That's bonus points.
Wow.
How mad would you have been if you had used up a perfect game on one of these rounds? this might be your highest score ever, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed this game. There was not one clunker for me. I would never have gotten White Caribou, though. So good on you, Allie.
Well, congratulations once again, Chris.
Thank you.
Would you care to pitch, plug, and or promote?
I can be heard as a host of the Quantum Leap podcast, along with my co-hosts, Matt and Allison. You can get us anywhere you get fine podcasts, and also find us at quantumleappodcast.com. A must listen for Quantum Leap fans and fans of good podcasts.
All true. Scott.
You can hear me every once in a while on various shows here on the Infinite Potato Alliance podcast network, including Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, that Star Trek podcast, former host of The Prime Direction, and currently in production of my upcoming show, I'd Watch That for a Dollar, where I will sit down with someone and review a film that I bought at my local dollar store on DVD or Blu-ray. the Twitter account for that show already exists. You can find it on Twitter at $MoviePod. In addition to that, I have my side business as a graphic artist. If you want to see some of that work, you can visit my website, www.planetrisecreative.com, or visit that on Twitter at Planet Rise. And a quick shout out to my parents, who celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary on Friday, and my great aunt, who celebrated her 100th birthday the day before. None of them listened to my podcasts.
No. Yay, congratulations.
That's amazing.
Congrats indeed. That's pretty awesome.
I'd like to hit both of those milestones, but not at the same time.
Allie.
Oh, right. You can catch me on Instagram. I'm at Alexandra Sos. That's AlexAndraSews. I make all sorts of things. Most recently, lots of food, but usually clothing.
All right. As for me, you can find other episodes of Captain Game Show wherever you found this episode of Captain Game Show. It's available on iTunes and Stitcher and all of the usual places your podcast players play podcasts from. Check out Peter Piper's Podcast Pavilion, playing podcasts perennially. sorry.
Is that a real thing?
No, but it should be. please share, like, rate, review episodes of Captain Game Show. I don't often mention it, but anyone who shares or retweets or not just likes, it's not just likes, you got to share it. Try to expose more to the beauty that is Captain Game Show. Anyone who does that will get a free custom-made haiku as a reply from yours truly. Let's see. I think that fulfills all my contractual obligations to the Infinite Potato Alliance regarding promotion and self-promotion. Scott, Chris, Allie, thank you once again. I'm going to cut that out. I just made that up. I don't want to get shot in trouble. That's a lie. All of that was a lie. There's no obligations. There's not even a contract. Just a gentleman's agreement. Scott, Allie, Chris, thank you once again for appearing on my show. I hope you enjoyed yourselves as much as I have enjoyed manipulating you.
Very, very much so.
And to the listeners out there in podcast land, I hope you enjoyed hearing the show, and I hope you come back again to listen to the next episode of Captain Game Show.
After credit bonus scene.
It would be cool if Captain Game Show was like Doctor Who, which admittedly I've only watched like half a season of, but like... cool. Like, you never know who the next captain's going to be.
Well, see, but that's the thing, though. Like, Captain Game Show isn't... Like, I'm not Captain Game Show. I'm the host of Captain Game Show. Captain Game Show, to me, has never been... It's not a personality. It's not a character. Like, I don't want to, like... Like, what I would rebel against is if, like, there's, like, t-shirts with, like, some crudely drawn superhero with a question mark over his head. Like, it's Captain Game. Like, no. That's not what this is.
Put your sketchbook away, Scott.
After credit bonus scene.
And allow it to grow into a beautiful 575 Japanese poem. A.K.A. H-I-H-A-I-K-U. See, if I say them right... It sounds great. Like in my head, like I'm writing as I'm saying, but the talking is not the doing.
After credit bonus scene.
Wow. One time I got what I thought was going to be $1 million baby out of the red box, but it turned out to be like dollar baby. was a knockoff movie. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I was like, I thought Hilary Swank was in this movie.
Did not win any Oscars.
After credit bonus scene.
I have to say I'm excited for the show because in just two episodes, I've got like two ends of the spectrum. Because I did Mega Shark versus Mecha Shark for my first discussion. And then the second movie that we watched, the title is going to throw people because the title of the movie on the box is Geisha of Death. There are exactly zero geishas in the movie. And the title Geisha of Death appears on the cover only. It is not in the credits, nowhere at all.
What title comes up on the screen?
The title that shows up in the opening credits is The Entity, which is the English translation of the original Filipino title, because it is a Filipino film. Original title, Nilalang, which translates to The Entity. But someone in marketing realized that a title like Geisha of Death would get 18 to 20-year-old boys to buy it at the dollar store.
That's true.
I'm not a podcast person. Like, sorry to say, I'm really not. But that sounds funny. Like, that sounds like a great podcast idea.
After credit bonus scene.
Sorry, I was clicking my pen. I've been sitting here clicking my pen like a terrible pen clicker.
We can do a symphony.
We're almost there, Doc. I'm almost like wrapping it up.
So sorry. I'm such a pen clicker.
After credit bonus scene.
I tried really hard to write a Lady Gaga related telephone haiku. But it just did not work out.
What's the connection between Lady Gaga and telephones?
She's the song Telephone.
Oh, okay.
What's the chorus of the song?
That she's kind of busy because she's in the club dancing and she doesn't have time to answer the telephone.
I think the chorus goes, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot.
No.
I always like the when she's like, I'm kind of busy, you know.
All right, that's five right there. She's kind of busy. No time for the telephone.
But I needed to, like, work in Lady Gaga. Or
I'm working on it because you got five syllables left.
Lady Gaga is four syllables.
Lady Gaga out.
Yeah. There you go.
I was trying to start with Lady Gaga is kind of busy, so you're going to. But now I know that none of you know that song, so.
You could have said anything.
Hello, hello, baby, you called, I can't hear a thing. I have got no service in the club, you say, say. What did you say? Oh, you're breaking up on me. Sorry, I cannot hear you. I'm kind of busy.